Welcome, everybody, to Screenplay, the improvised table read. We're your host, Alec Combs.
Jesse Sarowitz.
And Jake the Snake Rubin.
Guys, it's a day of celebration today.
It's a day of celebration today.
It's been a good... It's been a good week for us boys.
Yes, it has.
For one, Alec, me, right here, Alec got a promotion.
Yeah!
Got a promotion. I'm a newscast director at my local television station.
Fuck yeah, baby.
We won't say where.
No, we won't. I hit buttons, and that's pretty much it. But I have to hit them in a certain order.
Ooh.
And Jake over here, he's done with his junior year of college.
Yeah, baby!
But we won't say where. Don't, Jake!
Oh my god, Jake! What are you doing? They know where we are now! But also, editing Alec, put in some balloons and streamers throughout this entire thing. Whenever I put in a thingy, whenever I say an announcement, put in a thingy thing.
Wait, how can you put audio of balloons? What would that sound like?
Yeah.
Pow!
He'll figure it out. Editing Alec is great.
And love you, editing Alec.
For Jesse, Jesse's got two big old things. One, Jesse finished his first year of graduate school.
Woo! We won't say where.
No, we won't. Do a cannon fire.
Wait, can you do any sound?
I mean, if you ask for it, and I feel like doing it.
Do a cat meowing now.
If you guys ask for anything, editing Alec will do it.
Really?
Maybe.
Wait, get to the good announcement.
All right, the good announcement, the big announcement.
Oh, the biggest day, announcement.
The biggest announcement, the day that we're recording this, May 3rd, it is Jesse's 23rd birthday.
Yay!
Send me presents.
Send presents.
But we won't say where.
Send the presents here.
I mean, you could send them here.
I won't give you the address.
No, we gotta set up a P.O. box in order for people to send Jesse gifts.
We have to have regular fans.
Yeah. Fuck.
Not that our fans are irregular.
No, you're not irregular. I mean, I guess if you really want to send us stuff, send us an email.
Yeah. Send us an email.
Screenplaypodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
All right, okay, yeah. Okay.
Well, also, it's the big five. We're on episode five.
We're on episode five. We've done four of these. Now we're on five.
Now we're on five.
Yeah.
And we've been able to do it on a pretty regular schedule. Way to go, us.
Nice.
Yay.
Hooray.
Put a robot sound right now.
put in a horse neighing here.
This is too much power.
Too much power.
All right.
So, welcome everybody to Screenplay, the improvised table read. On this podcast, we improvise in the format of a table read, which is when people read out loud a screenplay for a movie or TV show. So, the three of us will be making up all the dialogue, all the action, all the characters, all the settings, and everything else you'd find in a movie screenplay. In order for us to get started. One of us talks about a TV show or movie we've seen recently, and we go off of that. And today, because it's his birthday, but also this is the order that we've been going in, it's Jesse's day to talk about a movie or a TV show. Oh, my God.
Jake.
I got so excited.
I want editing Alex to grab that sound and put it in right now.
Oh, fuck, dude.
I want that to be a reoccurring sound throughout this podcast.
Please, no.
Okay, so the movie I picked is a documentary called Wrinkles the Clown on Hulu. Yeah, so it's a documentary. It's okay. So in, I want to say Texas or Florida, southern state.
It's always Texas or Florida.
Yeah.
It's always the South, man.
This guy, he he made this video of him, like, dressed as a creepy clown. He was, like, under, like, the bed of a little girl. And she, like...
Aren't
he,
we
like...
all? No, I'm
No! So he comes out. So he she has like a roller, like a trundle bed under her bed. So like he like rolls out on it and he gets up and he like hands her a teddy bear or something. And then he knocks the camera out. But like, so this video goes viral. Uh-huh. And these stickers start popping up in this city that he's at. I'm pretty sure it's Texas.
Okay.
And it just has like this phone number. It's like, call Wrinkles the Clown. Like, you can call him. So people like left and right are calling him. They're like, hey, are you real? Are you, you know, who are you? What's up?
Do they show the phone number in the
They
in
do. The doc- they do. Should we call it?
Yeah, call
at
it.
At the end, we okay, should see on. If we can.
At the end, we should call it. I'll look it up during the episode.
Okay.
So Wrinkles is like this scary clown. So people. So he's a scary clown. People start calling him to like discipline their children. They're basically like, okay, you know, if you don't stop being bad, I'm gonna call Wrinkles and he's gonna come. Gonna come to our house.
Oh jeez,
that's terrifying.
And, like, I know. And like, I think there's like stories going around that like Wrinkles does this. Like he shows up at people's houses to scare them. Mm-hmm. And you know, so the documentary starts out telling that story, and then they're like, so who do you think Wrinkles is as like a person? And people are like,
a clown.
They're like, they're like speculating, who, oh, Wrinkles is like this, he's like this old guy and blah, 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 blah. And then it cuts to this old guy. He's living in this RV and he won't show it. He's like, yeah, I won't show my face. I won't use my real voice. I'm Wrinkles the Clown.
Is he like in like a silhouetted version, or is he in like clown like, makeup?
No. So Wrinkles wears a mask, like a clown mask.
Of course. Yeah.
But like, it's just like the back of his head all the time.
Oh.
This guy's head, it's like this guy's head and this guy's body, and like they won't show his face.
Okay.
So he's like talking. He's got like this accent, like this, and he's talking. And he's like, I'm Wrinkles. Yeah, that's what happens. I was, you know, people weren't hiring me as a regular clown, so I started to do this. Blah blah blah. Blah.
And it's like natural.
He's like a weird dude. He's like living in his RV, mm-hmm. I think they must have bought him like a motel room for this documentary or whatever, because like they have shots of him in the motel room. And they like have him answering phone calls and whatever, and he's like talking. He's like, yeah, so I mostly do this, and I get up and I go to the pier and I go fishing. And then I go to the strip club, and you're just like, what is going on?
This guy's so citizen.
Weird. So you're like, this guy's, oh yeah, he's a weirdo, like you thought. And then they're interviewing these kids who have like this crazy phobia specifically of Wrinkles, because they saw the video, or their mom, three of these kids, like they saw this video of Wrinkles under the girl's bed, and they're like, I'm terrified of Wrinkles. This kid that they talked to, he's like, yeah, I took out the box spring and my mattress was just on the floor. Because like he was afraid that Wrinkles was under his bed. So like there's these traumatized kids and like this crazy clown dude, and you get halfway through the movie and they show Wrinkles' face and it's this old guy, and then like under it says like his name, and then it's like actor. They made it all up.
What?
So yeah, so this Wrinkles guy that you're like, that like half the movie you're watching, you're like, yeah, he's a creepy, he's a weirdo, and it's not him.
Oh,
it's not him at all. And then they go to the real Wrinkles, and he's just like some like 40-year-old dude. And then he's in a silhouette. He won't show himself. His voice is modulated and stuff. And he's like, yeah, I did it as a viral video thing. I'm like a filmmaker, and it's fake. It's all fake.
This entire documentary is fake.
No. Just
wait.
Like
so who's the real Wrinkles then?
Just some guy. It's like not this old guy. He's like not the. He's not like a, not a creepy weirdo. It's just like this guy, this regular guy. And I was like, are you kidding me? This is insane. No, there is. So this guy, this real guy, he answers the phone.
So the old guy answers.
So this filmmaker guy, he does the Wrinkles voice and everything.
Okay.
But like, he's not a creepy old dude. But they wanted you to believe, I guess, that he's like some creepy old dude. Because that's just what we think of him, I guess. Oh. It's like the idea, and like the they're getting at the idea that like what folklore is and what a legend is and creepy clown. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. But he's the guy who directly started out. Remember in 2016 when all those clowns started coming out of nowhere? Yeah, uh-huh.
I do remember that.
Because of that.
It was because of Wrinkles.
They think it's because Wrinkles, yeah.
That was like my senior year of high school, God.
Yeah, it's wild.
Damn.
That shit anyway, was... so yeah, questions.
So,
okay, wait. So, Wrinkles the Clown is a real...
Yes, Sprinkles is real. He has a real phone number. It's a guy okay. who answers the phone sometimes, or you go to his voicemail or whatever.
Okay.
So who was the old guy?
The old guy that they that they were interviewing and stuff was just an actor.
Okay.
That the documentary
made up because it seemed more likely that this clown guy was a creepy weirdo who lives in an RV.
Huh. I kind of wonder if it's like they started making this documentary and they're just like, we're just going to make it up with like this guy. But then they got in contact with the real Wrinkles or something.
I wonder.
Or is it even the real Wrinkles?
I don't know.
At this point, I'd like to believe it's the real Wrinkles.
I believe it. I think it seems like a legit documentary. What I think is like...
It's a legit documentary that like, lied to you in the first half, though.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I was like, Jake, if I'm talking to you about a guy who dresses up like a clown to scare children for money, what is he like?
I just think about like John Wayne Gacy or like a creepy
weirdo loner who lives in an RV.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's what they did. They're like, this is, you know, they like played on what your belief system is and like played on, you know, what, cause like that's like the legend of Wrinkles is who he is. He's a creepy weirdo. Cause that's folklore, I guess.
Right. Interesting.
Jake burp.
Robot! cat! Cow!
Alright. Are you guys ready? Yes. Alright.
I'm ready.
Let's get into it.
Let me sit up. Okay.
Okay. The power stance.
Alright. Exterior. Woods. Night. Two kids are sitting around a campfire with a phone.
Call it.
I don't want a man. I don't want to. I'm scared.
No,
I'm scared.
It's fine. It's fine. They're not going to know it's us. Call them.
Okay. I mean.
We see a phone screen and numbers being pressed that spell out, "You will die."
The kid hits enter. Ring. I'm scared. Ring.
No, you're fine. Just do it. Just do it.
I'm scared, man. Ring.
It's fine.
On the third ring, it connects to a number.
Hello? You have called the death hotline.
Oh. I'm Trent.
Trent.
I'm Brian.
Brian. This is Brian. Brian, hey. Can they hear you?
I don't know. Can you hear
death
me?
Death hotline, can you?
We can hear Brian.
Well, wait, can you hear Trent, though?
We can hear Trent as well.
But can you hear Brian?
We can hear both of you at the same time, yes.
Okay.
Okay, okay, so I heard if we call this, we die, right? We're going to die anyway.
We will accelerate your death.
Ooh, 70 miles? 45?
In 7 days, you will die.
How fast
okay, goodbye.
Is that?
He like, hangs up.
Trent? We're gonna die in 7 days.
It sounds like it. So I guess I gotta get laid.
I can do that for you.
Your mom. She's really hot.
No, pick someone else.
No.
Not my mom. Pick someone else.
Oh, what about what about Wendy?
That's a good one. You think she likes you enough?
Yeah. I mean, your mom, Wendy, she's great.
No, I was thinking about Wendy at school.
Oh, Wendy at school, the redhead?
Yes.
Do you think?
The hamburger seller.
Oh, man, her little pigtails, I just want to pull them, you know?
Okay, we don't need to talk about that.
Okay, can you call your mom to pick us up?
Yeah, and
I want to sit in the front though, so I can hold her hand.
Cut to the next day at school. Interior high school day. It's just like it's bright. Everybody is having a good time. It's bright. Everybody's having a good old time at high school. There's teachers disciplining people who are kissing in the hallways and. People are skateboarding down the hallways.
That's high school, baby.
It sounds like a lawless high school.
Trent and Trent and Brian are walking down the hallway together, backpacks on their backpack straps
on their front.
Yeah. One strap.
Trent wears it on the front, and he calls it. He likes to say he's pregnant. He thinks it's funny.
He's that kid.
He's that kid. He also hisses at people.
Runs flat.
Naruto anime runs. Yep. Yeah, uh huh.
Trent, I've been thinking about.
Keep up! Keep up!
sorry.
No,
Trent. Okay. I've been thinking about. How we're gonna die next week.
Yeah.
I don't know what my kick the bucket goal should be. Because yours is Wendy, so what should mine be?
Yours? Well, I think we both know that you're more into, like, Steve than Wendy.
Yeah, but I don't think I want that to be my, like, I want
Oh, you don't
to
want
be...
that?
No.
Oh.
I think there's just greater things in life than that. Oh,
like jumping out of an airplane?
Yes?
Okay.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Oh
my God! There's Wendy.
Okay. All right,
next, we see a girl with red hair. She's eating a hamburger. She has her little pigtails. She's skipping. She has a little picnic basket. There's a light shining, illuminating behind her, just in thousands of different directions.
All right, Trent. I'll get her attention.
Okay? Oh my God! She's so bright today.
Wendy
looks over. Oh, hey, Brian.
Hey, Wendy, come over here.
She comes.
Stop it! Don't hiss.
She gets a little bit of mustard on her blouse. Oh no! What happened?
I'm
sorry. I'm such a mess. What's up, Brian?
Hey, have you met Trent?
I'm Trent.
My friend?
I'm Brian's friend. You have mustard on you. Clean it up.
I'm sorry, Trent. Okay. Aren't we in the same, like, social studies class?
Yes, with Mr. Kissinger.
Yes. Oh my God. You, like, sit in the back.
I do. I draw on the desk.
Oh.
I think it's fun.
That's great. Oh, Trent. are you pregnant?
I am pregnant. You get the joke.
It's so funny.
Okay, wait.
Wendy, Trent has something to tell you about next week.
Next week.
What's happening? Are you dying?
Oh my God, how did you
know?
Oh my
God, what?
Because I'm also dying next week.
Oh, that's perfect.
Wait,
all right,
no
Trent.
Way. Do you want to join us as a trio?
Sure. I have nothing better to do besides hamburgers. And okay, my dad wants me to join the hamburger business, but I want to go my own way.
I can give you one better thing to do.
What's up?
Me.
Is that your bucket list?
Yeah. What's on your bucket list?
My bucket list was to be my own person.
Oh, well, that's really respectable.
You know, I wanted to get out of the mold of doing what my father wants me to do. I want to go on a road trip.
Okay, but would you still be interested in having intercourse?
I think I need to find myself first.
Oh, my God.
So if you're willing to...
Yeah, I'll find you.
My mom has an RV we could take and go on a road trip.
Oh, my God.
That sounds
so
great.
Hot.
So, okay, why don't we just ditch school and go?
That sounds great.
Wait, but what about math?
What about it? We just skip it.
We just learn numbers today. I want to know what 2 is.
We cut to the math classroom for a second.
And this is 3.
Excuse?
What is 2?
We cut back to them.
Let's just go.
Okay, I'm in.
Right, Trent, are you in?
If you're in.
It's Sloppy Joe Day today. Okay, fine.
All right, cut.
If you're in, that would be really great. She touches him longingly.
He quakes.
Cut 2. Brian's driveway. There's a huge RV in the driveway.
It's like decked out.
Right. It's like big.
There's a water slide.
It's like Pete's. Have you guys seen a Goofy movie?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
It's been
a long time.
Pete has an RV in that movie, and it's like really decked out. So, listeners who have seen that movie will appreciate that.
Okay, I'm gonna go inside and get the keys and not. Try not to wake up my mom.
No, I want to see your mom before we go.
All right.
I would also like to meet your mother.
Okay, fine. Everyone come inside, I guess, then.
Wendy, his mom's a babe.
Cut to interior Brian's house kitchen. There. Hey, mom. Hey, mom. Mom, you're sleeping in the kitchen again.
Oh, my God. Look at her. She's perfect.
Her mom starts to wake up. She has quite the bust and long brown hair, and she's just like, all she's wearing is just an apron. What mom, is it, honey?
My friends wanted to see you.
Mrs. Brian's mom?
Yes, Trent?
I just wanted you to know that I really enjoyed coming over to your house.
Why, thank you. She leans over. The cleave is like, but nothing shown yet, but it's a lot of cleave.
Yet. She hugs Trent, and he happens to get a face full of the thing he's wanted most in his life.
Oh, you're great. I'm so glad that you became Brian's friend.
And this is Wendy.
I'm also named Wendy. Oh my God, you're also named Wendy? What?
They hug.
Anyway, Mom, we're leaving.
All right, let's go. I'm ready.
Okay.
You're leaving?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Next Sunday, we're supposed to die.
You called the death hotline?
Yes.
Yeah, but not the one you told us about, the other one.
Oh, it's not the clown one. Good.
No, it's just the one with the guy with the deep voice.
Oh, that one. You know, your father called the clown one, and I haven't seen him since, so...
That sounds pretty funny to me. Is that what...
Anyway, we're leaving. We're going on a road trip. We're taking the RV.
Wait, where are we going to? I never asked.
Road trip.
Do we have a destination?
The west?
Yeah, I was thinking the west.
Okay. Let's go to Nevada.
We should have like a lot of fun little things, you know?
Want to go to Las Vegas?
Yes. Yes. Vegas.
Vegas. All right, let's go.
Okay, cut to interior RV. Brian is in the driver's seat and he's trying to back out. It's not working out very well.
His mother is outside trying to direct him, like, you're good. You're good, honey, you're good.
She's saying left or right.
She's saying go forward.
Go forward, I'm trying to back up.
No, the only way forward is back. The only way back is forward.
I don't understand. Okay, fine, I'm going right. He drives in the grass like a bunch.
And they run over a picket fence.
And a dog.
But they make it to the road. All right.
Oh, thank God.
We're good.
And all right.
Here we go. Nevada, here we come.
Nevada.
Nevada, here we come.
So, Wendy, tell us about yourself.
Oh, well, my dad is like the...
Brian.
I'm Brian.
No, I'm Trent.
Trent, I'll say it. It's a little hot. The hiss.
Oh, the hissing?
Yeah. I've never met a man who asserts dominance like that.
Oh, really?
Who the fuck was that?
That was Brian.
Brian, you sounded so weird there for a second.
I was just thinking about my past.
Oh. Well, I'm telling you about my past first, so...
Yeah, tell us.
No, wait, no, Brian. I'm curious. Who is this domineering man in your life?
Remember what my mom said about a clown?
Yeah?
A cloud?
A clown, not a cloud.
I was going to say, cumulonimbus is my favorite.
You know, remember my mom said that my dad called the killer clown hotline?
Yeah.
Well, that clown killed my dad.
Oh, sucks.
That sucks.
Sounds sadder.
Oh.
Oh, darn.
That's horrible. Man,
at least your mom is single now.
Yeah. This domineering man was
your dad or was the clown?
It was the clown.
Oh, okay.
And he killed my dad, and he came up real close to my face, and you know what he said?
What did he say?
Did he kiss you?
He did kiss me, but he said something. Oh my god.
How old was this clown?
No, he was wearing a mask.
Was he?
Oh, so he didn't like kiss you. It was like the mask.
No,
kiss.
No,
it was the lips. It was like cut away.
Oh, it was like a bag. So
his real lips. It was like rubber, and then when you got to his face, it was like real face.
Oh, was okay. It passionate? Did you feel the passion?
No, I was
scared. I hope you didn't.
I was like 10.
Oh.
And what this happened?
Do you want to hear what the clown said to me or not?
After he kissed me.
No, before he kissed. What did he say?
He got real close to me and he said... He's breathing really heavy like this.
Of course. Yeah.
You know, because he's a clown.
He was ready. He was also ready for that just passionate his kiss.
He was gonna blow up a balloon.
Okay.
He goes. He said, "Do you know what happened to my father? I killed him. I dominated him. I'm a domineering clown. Oh my God. Come here, boy." And then he kissed me. It was really gross. He smelled like cigarettes and mint.
Was that your first kiss?
Yes.
Have you been kissed since, Brian?
No, I haven't. Not even by my own mother. She says I smell too much like the clown.
So anyway. that sounds like a wonderful story.
Yeah. That's terrible. Hey, Wendy, you can tell us your backstory.
Yeah, were you kissed by a clown as a child?
I'll have to say it. No, I wasn't.
Okay, good.
But I was killed by... I was not killed.
You were killed? What?
I was kissed by a different type of killer.
Oh. Like what? Like a serial killer?
Like a tree killer?
Like a rodent killer?
Like a ant killer? Like the ant bully?
Like Raid? Like you kissed a can of Raid?
I was kissed by a serial killer.
That was one of the options.
Yeah, I know.
You didn't say yes.
Yeah, you didn't say
guys
anything.
I wanted to see what else you guys would come up with.
Oh, okay. Oh, is that a challenge?
Eventually.
I can take on the challenge. All right.
So I was kissed by a serial killer. I was almost one of his victims.
Wow.
A kissing victim or a killing victim?
A killing victim, but instead I became a kissing victim.
You were a kissing victim.
So he was taking daughters of CEOs of
restaurateurs, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Because my father owns all the local burger chains in our town.
Uh-huh.
So he kidnapped me.
More like kiss-napped you.
Very true.
Ha-ha, your trauma's funny.
I was there with 8 other girls from other daughters of restaurateurs.
What were their names?
One was named McDonald.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Another one was named Carla Jr.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another one was named Hardy.
Uh-huh.
I feel like she's related to Carla Jr. a little bit, isn't okay. she?
Yeah, I feel like, isn't it the same thing?
It's not really the same thing. One was named Sonic. One was named, we called her by her nickname, Checkers. Okay, what is that, 6?
Yeah, it's sign language.
okay, good. For the listeners, Jake is currently holding up fingers in order for me to can count. All right, two more. Burger joints. I mean, one was named Queen. It was like the Burger King Queen.
Okay.
Was Aw there?
Who?
A&W Aw.
She was there. I was wondering what she was from.
I met.
Oh, I'm sorry. I must have missed it. Could you could you do that again for me?
Yeah. Okay. So McDonald's.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I don't need to hear that again.
They were all there.
Uh-huh.
That's really traumatic.
Yeah, that is traumatic. What about my trauma?
Oh my God. What about your? Okay, fine. What's your trauma?
Trent, your trauma?
So, as a kid,
mm-hmm.
I discovered something.
What?
What did you discover?
So, I was on a walk, as I do many a day. I was Naruto running, actually, to be precise.
You're in great shape, by the way.
Oh, thank you. He lifts up his shirt to reveal a six-pack.
Oh, my God.
And yeah. After I was done Naruto running, I saw a dead body. And I didn't report it, but I... So, you know how my family, we're not the richest.
You're not.
And we needed food to eat. And there is a dead man.
Oh no.
Oh, no.
I ate a person.
I mean, I guess I kissed him too, so.
Oh, okay.
Cut to truck stop on the side of the road. Two truckers are sitting at like the bar and there's like a waitress talking to them. Hey, man.
Yeah, man.
What's good? What's happening?
I've just been trucking all over the entire United States of America.
Four chocolate milkshakes for my big boys. She drops off her chocolate milkshake.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa. You're so good to us.
You're so good to us, Lisa.
Well, you're welcome.
What brings you here today?
My truck.
I work here.
Your truck.
He's talking to me, Lisa.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm hauling freight. I'm hauling chicken.
Ooh.
Frozen.
I'm hauling. You know, I'll say it. I don't know what I'm hauling.
You don't even know what you're hauling?
Yeah, they told me not to look back there.
Oh, that's sad. Sometimes I get in there and I nibble the chicken a little bit.
Ooh, that's nice.
It's raw, but it's good.
They just told me I have to keep the back at a certain temperature. Below freezing.
That's not really a certain temperature. That's out of range.
Well, I was coming up with I was. It's like 27 degrees.
Okay.
So it's I have to keep it below 27 degrees, or else I don't know. They just told me bad things will happen.
Do you ever get tempted to look?
I do get tempted to look.
Should we go look right now?
Do you want to?
Yeah. Do you want to try chicken first? Raw chicken.
I do want to try some raw chicken.
It's from the back of my truck.
Cut two. It's behind my guy's truck, but they're both holding raw chickens that are half eaten.
All right, open it.
All right, man.
In the background, an RV pulls into the truck stop. Open it.
He grabs the handle, unlocks it, and slowly opens it. It's now cut to a camera shot of inside of the trailer. It's like a bunch of like steam or whatever, like frost. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like rolls out of the open door, and it's just all dark, and it's illuminated by. You can see like the silhouettes of the two guys. They walk into the freight, and
what's in here? I don't see anything.
One of them gets a flashlight on his phone, and they turn it on. It's nothing but corpses and clown masks. Oh my gosh!
Why are you hauling this man?
I don't know.
Why are you hauling this?
I did get a call from the clown hotline.
The clown hotline.
Suddenly, there's a boom. The door slams, or the thing goes shut. The flashlight is still pointed. Suddenly, two eyes illuminate the darkness. They hear a clicking.
There's screams. Cut to... our three main characters are walking into the diner.
And that's how I... figured out how to tie myself up. Anyway.
Teach me.
let's just get a table over here, guys.
Ooh. It looks like they've good milkshakes.
I think they probably do.
Okay. The three of them take a seat at a booth. Lisa walks over and hands them menus.
Hiya there, kids. Can I interest you in one of our milkshakes? $32.
Oh my gosh, $32?
$32? It seems like a lot of money for
it's kind of expensive for
guys,
a
guys, don't worry. I got this. Whatever you want, I got my dad's credit card.
Oh, Dave's credit card.
Oh, Dave! Yeah, well, I know him.
Thanks, Wendy. That's really nice of you.
Thank you, Wendy. So, can I interest you some kids in some sweet tea?
No, we already agreed you're getting milkshakes.
Oh, you're getting the milkshakes? Well, we're out. So,
oh, come on.
But your card has already been charged, so no worries. No,
what?
We didn't even hand you the card.
Okay, Lisa, is that your name, Lisa?
Yeah, it's Lisa.
Well, you can't charge us. It's illegal. I know my rights. Well, do you want to talk to the manager? Yes, bring on the manager. Okay, I'm going to go. Lisa walks away. She
struts away.
So do you guys think we're getting those milkshakes or no?
I don't think we are.
Probably not. I wish we could have ordered some sweet tea. She just walked away without our order.
I think you're getting the manager.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. So, you come here often?
No, do you?
Yeah, actually.
You've been here before?
Yeah.
That's funny.
The manager walks up. Hey, kids. You wanted to see me?
Yeah, we wanted to get a milkshake, but Lisa...
We're out.
But you charged us already.
Okay. You should have thought of that before we were out.
but we didn't know that.
Okay, how about
this? All charges are final. What? What was your idea, stupid-looking kid?
I'm not stupid. We were thinking maybe we can get three sweet teas instead, or one.
Okay,
sweet tea.
I've charged you for three sweet teas. We're out. Okay.
What?
You guys can't keep. Do you have a manager? I want to speak to the floor boss. Bring on the floor boss. Bring on the floor boss, okay, please.
Okay, my dad is a
No, shut the fuck up. We don't want to blow your incognito, you know?
Incognito? Since when?
Because, you know, burger places, they don't like each other.
Oh, that's true.
The floor manager walks up. What?
Okay, floor boss?
I'm the floor boss. What's the problem?
Why don't you speak, Wendy?
We were... No, just kidding. Okay, so
sexist of you.
Okay, you know what? No,
you can talk.
Okay, you know what? Fine, talk, Wendy. I don't give a fuck.
We were charged for three milkshakes and three sweet teas, and you are telling us that you are out of both of them and you're still charging us? That's unacceptable! Unacceptable!
It's policy.
Policy my ass!
Nobody here knows how to undo a charge.
Unacceptable.
Well, okay, so I can get you any other drinks. We have Diet Dr. Pepper.
Ew.
And coffee.
Do you have Diet?
Do I have Diet what?
Coffee.
No, sweet tea.
We have Diet Coffee. We don't. We're out of sweet tea.
No.
We have Fanta. Sun-kissed. Any other orange soda?
Do you have high C?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, wait. What's the name of that one? It was like, it come in a bottle.
Hawaiian Punch?
No, Orange.
Capri Sun?
No, Orange! It's Orange in the bottle, and you'd buy it in the cafeteria. Fuck, dude.
It's Fanta.
It's
not Fanta.
Cut to Lisa's in the kitchen, and she looks around at... She looks down at the bar and sees that both of the guys are now gone. She's...
Where are they?
She's British now.
Southern British, yeah.
Where are they?
Well, I do declare. No, that was Southern. Okay.
She's a mix of British and Southern. Who cares?
She's Brethren.
Brother? She walks out of... She looks out towards the window towards both of their trucks just right next to each other.
You know, I think I'll go check on them. Oh, their foods are getting mighty cold out here.
Don't do it, Lisa.
Lisa walks out.
Bad move.
Towards the two trucks. She sees that the one with that hauls the chicken is normal looking, but the other one is closed.
A clown behind her stabs her in the shoulder. She goes to her knees. The clown gets in real close.
Hey, Wendy.
I'm Lisa.
Everyone I know is Wendy. Listen, come close.
I'm hurting over here. Hello?
I'm a clown.
I can see that.
I want to tell you something, okay?
Okay.
I'm a real dominant clown. I'm going to kiss you now. Come here.
The clown kisses Lisa with like, a really sloppy tongue.
Was it passionate?
It was.
She starts to get into it a little bit. She's like, oh,
good for Lisa.
The clown pulls away.
Okay, Lisa, listen. You're gonna die now.
No!
Hey,
please.
Do you have a milkshake for me?
We're all out.
He stabs her in the throat. The clown runs off. He's got like big shoes, so he's like waddling a little bit. Cut to the inside of the diner. Our main characters are still arguing with the floor manager.
Now, it doesn't make sense why you keep charging us for things that don't exist.
You keep saying, I want this, I charge you for it, and then we don't have it.
I want a sun-kissed.
We are out.
Well, stop charging me for it.
I don't know how to undo the charges.
Okay, how about this? How about... Wendy, tell him who you are.
I am Wendy, of the daughter of the conglomerate Dave.
Are you scared now, bitch?
We own all the burger joints.
We own all the burger joints in the entire state.
And if you don't give us what we want, I will have my father shut this place down, because I know, I remember your daughter.
You remember my daughter?
I saw her in her last moments.
The floor manager starts to cry. I'm sorry.
Wendy.
I'm sorry, Wendy. I'm sorry. What was it like? What did she say?
She was a strong woman. But she couldn't handle.
Yeah, she wasn't that strong, I guess, because they killed her.
The last thing she said was, I hope the world...
Shut up, boy. Smack. He smacks Trent.
Trent hisses.
Jake burp. Okay, I'll bring you guys what we have to drink. Do you know what we have to drink?
Are you asking us?
Yeah, oh, okay. Do you want to know?
Oh, yes. Okay, sure.
We have water.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. We're out of everything else.
We're leaving!
Okay, cut to inside the RV. There are... the three of them get back in. Brian gets back in the driver's seat. And they just start going. Well, that was lame. That was lame. I hated that.
That was lame. I really wanted a sweet tea.
Yeah, I'm craving chicken.
Yeah. I want nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Sucks for you guys. What Too are bad you I eating? Packed my own lunch. I brought chicken.
You packed your lunch the whole time? You didn't tell
yeah.
us?
I mean, it's not even lunch anymore. Now it's more like a midnight snack, you
know? Yeah, because it's like midnight. We were arguing for
a while. Oh my god, what's that in front of us? Suddenly he points. There's somebody standing in the middle of the road.
The RV screeches to a halt really fast. The headlights illuminate it just a little bit. Just the feet.
Just the feet, you
just
said?
Just the feet of the guy.
It's large red shoes.
Those are the ugliest shoes I've ever seen.
Yeah, I'll say it. Those do not accentuate his features.
Okay, Wendy, I'll say it. You shouldn't be criticizing people's appearance when you still have mustard on you. You really need to clean that up.
Yeah, honestly, you should.
She goes into the back and starts changing.
Okay.
Try, I'm scared.
This is my time to have, Wendy.
Okay, I'll watch this creepy guy. You go do it, I guess.
We cut
to, like, the back room of the RV.
Oh, okay.
Wendy is changing.
There's a knock.
For listeners, Alec just lifted his shirt up.
Who is it?
Who do you think it is? It's me.
Oh.
I'm still munching. Wendy, I want to have you.
Right now?
Yeah, you're naked.
I mean, I feel like there's something more important out there, but if you want to come in...
Have you found unlocked. Yourself yet?
If I what? Have I...
Have you found yourself?
I mean, we've only gone to, like, the next city over.
So you've not found yourself?
No, I have not found myself.
I'm a man of your word. I'll leave you be.
Well, come
he
in. I want to talk.
He slams the door. Nope, too bad.
Oh, come on. I want to talk. All right,
fine. What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about us.
What about us?
I think we've got a good thing going. And okay. I think I'm starting to realize that what I am...
Suddenly the RV starts rocking back and forth like somebody's pushing it. Yeah?
What's going on?
Shut up, shut up. What are we, Wendy?
I was going to say that what we are to each other.
Yeah? What is it? Suddenly the RV flips over.
Is everybody all right?
I'm all right. What are we, Wendy?
Guys, we have to go.
That was not the time.
We have to go. The clown flipped over the RV.
Just one clown?
It was one clown.
Suddenly they hear clicking.
It's the clown.
Why is he making that noise?
Yeah, I don't think clowns click.
I don't think that's a very clown noise.
They usually honk.
The door of the RV, which is up in the air, starts to creak open.
Oh my god.
He's really taking his time with that. Two clown feet enter the doorway.
Okay,
like,
wait, guys.
Like he's sitting on the RV.
I have to tell you something.
What is it, Trent?
I brought a gun.
How did you have time to have that? We came directly from school to my house.
I know. I brought it with the chicken.
You brought a gun to school?
Yes.
I have,
why do you think
I have this
people?
Large knife.
Why did you guys bring weapons?
Did you not bring weapons?
No,
it's high school.
I brought it to cut my burger.
Oh.
Okay.
So I have a reason.
Okay.
There's only one bullet in this gun, so we have to make the shot count.
Okay, like, well, shoot the clown.
What if the clown's one of us? He starts waving the gun around.
Trent, one of us isn't the clown.
It's not.
The clown is there. The clown is, like, actively in the RV now. He's like walking towards them, but his feet keep getting caught on things because the big shoe.
But they're in the back and the door is shut, so it's like they're protected by another layer at least.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. When he gets close, shoot him.
I have to ask you a question only you would know, though.
Okay, fine.
Are you a clown?
No.
No. What about you, Wendy? Ask me.
Yeah,
what about you? Wendy. What about you?
What's? Am I a clown? No.
Are you?
I'm not. Are
you?
Clown.
You took a long time to answer that. Are you sure?
Well, I wasn't sure that you were asking me the same question. I thought you were going to ask me a different question that only I would know.
Oh, okay.
Like, what are we?
Is Brian a clown?
No.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to ask me another question? Like, what are we?
Fine, what are we?
We are soulmates.
A knife comes through the doorway. The clown, like, starts stabbing the door. It's, like, falling apart, like Shining.
All right, I have one bullet. I think I should. Should I pack it in the gun? Is that what it's called? Putting it in the chamber?
It wasn't already in the chamber.
No, I keep it separately, just in case. Just in case.
That's good gun safety. That's good.
Actually, it is.
Honestly, yeah. I don't know why actually, you brought it to school,
uh-huh.
But that's
no,
good gun
me neither.
Safety.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The clown breaks a hole. He puts his face in the hole.
Hello. He puts the gun in it, and then he shoots the clown in the face.
Oh, that was really easy.
The clown explodes. Jake fart or Jake burp.
They're all covered in blood now.
Yeah.
It was really traumatizing.
Yeah, that was. Who was that guy? Do we actually know if he was bad?
He had a knife and he was busting down our door, so
I mean, Wendy,
also you had a knife too.
Yeah, Wendy, you had a knife too.
Well, I didn't flip over the RV.
That's true. The clown did flip over the RV.
Suddenly, the clown's pieces start putting themselves back together.
The blood starts like
it's
getting
like
off
reverse.
Of their faces and going yeah. back.
Oh my god, this isn't good.
I'll say it.
You know what? I'll say it. This is not good.
All right,
you know. Guys, Trent, Brian,
yeah?
I think I finally found myself.
Who are you?
All right, let's have sex. Quick.
No, I'm a clown killer. That's what I am.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you were a clown, and I would have said, uh-oh.
Well, Trent shot the clown, and you didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted, well, once I felt
if anything,
the clown blood on
myself.
Me, once I felt the clown blood on me, I wanted to be a clown killer.
Well, there was one bullet.
Well, I've got a knife.
Okay, well, good luck with that.
The clown's face reforms in the hole.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to get you. Oh, there's two clowns. It's two heads now.
Hello.
Hello.
We have formed. You killed one of our heads. Now two form in its place.
That's the
Wendy
rule of clowns.
Grabs the knife and sticks it through both of the heads. Like a kebab.
The clown falls over again.
Oh my god, Wendy, you did it.
Wendy, you did kill a clown. You are a clown killer.
You are a clown killer.
I
well, let's
myself.
Have sex now.
Let's have sex.
Yeah.
All right, I'll watch.
Okay.
She pulls down Trent's pants quickly. Trent's got a massive heart. What? What, Jake?
No. Keep going. Let's go into super graphic.
In the nitty gritty.
Minor sex scene. Yeah, let's do it.
They're all 18. It's fine.
They're all 18.
We never established.
Yeah, but they're all 18. Mm-hmm.
We're all 18. All right.
He's got quite the massive hog. And she starts.
She also has a gaping vagina, too.
Cut to the outside of the room. The clown's body is getting up again. This time, it has three heads. You can hear them
and they
in
only...
the other room doing it.
Brothers.
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 They only talk one word at a time.
We are now
the
should kill
them
now. Go!
You can't just break the rules like that.
No. I did a word, and nobody said anything, and then I did another word.
You said a second word. You're not supposed to say two words in a row.
Oh, you said now. I thought that was, like, the end of the sentence, and we were going to go kill them now. Yeah, and then I was like, ow!
Guys, do you feel fulfilled being clowns?
No, not really.
Neither do I. I could have been a lawyer.
The middle head turns to the head on the right.
Your eyes are sparkling today. Brother, I'm gonna domineer you. That's some kissing.
The head on the left is like, guys.
The Stormer head on the left looks over.
What is it, Lefty?
We shouldn't be kissing each other. That's kind of grody.
The middle head turns to the one on the right and begins kissing that one too now. The left one and the right one.
How do
one.
You like it? I don't like it. You're the domineering clown and I'm not.
I'm the domineering one.
I'm a switch, I'll say it.
I'll say it. I should have been something else.
What, like a whale?
I mean, I guess a whale would have been fine. Or
a dolphin?
A banker. Something my mom could be proud of.
An eagle?
You just want me to be animals?
Yeah. Teen animals, we shall divine. All right, let's go kill these children now.
Okay,
adults.
Wait, are they having sex?
They're 18.
I think they are.
They don't even notice us anymore.
I know, just doing... That one's watching them, look.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
They must be really good friends to let them do that.
Honestly. We're watching... Now we're just watching. I'm kind of
enthralled. I'm very enthralled. As the domineering one, I'm...
Have you ever done that, Middlehead?
No.
Neither have I.
Should we explore this body?
Just the three of us.
Yes.
The one on the right goes down and begins sucking on the
cut two. Brian's mom is at home.
Wendy.
There's a knock at her door.
Wendy goes over to the door. She opens the door.
Hello, ma'am. I'm a police officer.
Oh, what is it? She's still just wearing an apron.
You're hot.
Was that it?
No, that wasn't it.
Okay. Well, thank you, but anyway.
Your RV has been found in the next city over on its side.
Oh, no.
The plate and it's licensed to you.
It is. Is my son okay?
We don't know that yet. Can me and my partner come in?
Sure. Come in.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Two cops come inside.
I'm sorry. I'm so underdressed.
That's
literally
that's all right,
and
ma'am.
Figuratively.
Yeah, figuratively. Figuratively.
Well, I mean, if I was wearing like an apron and like normal clothes, I guess I would. Never mind.
That would be literally under.
Your dress anyway. Looks nice, ma'am.
Anyway, please, ma'am, can you have a seat, please?
Of course. Take a seat.
She sits down.
Or we're going to have to arrest you.
What?
He's playing bad cop. It's okay.
Oh, bad cop.
I've always wanted to be in a good cop, bad cop situation.
Okay, well.
Where is your son?
Well, he took the RV last night, and he hasn't come back.
Listen, we feel this is connected to a string of homicides about 10 years ago. 8 years ago, actually.
Okay. That was when my husband died.
Yeah, your husband was murdered, correct?
Yes, by a clown.
By a clown?
Tell us the truth!
It was a clown.
Oh, yeah, okay, you're right. Sorry, I went bad cop for a second.
Yeah, we were double bad cop.
Yeah, I was a little scared for you.
Honestly, double bad cop's not a bad tactic.
Yeah, you got the information out of me.
Honestly. Yeah.
What about double good cop?
Yeah, let's do double good cop.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. So,
please tell us about... No, you go. You go.
No, you go.
No.
Okay, tell us about the clown. What do you remember?
Well, I never met him.
Liar! I'm sorry.
Tell us the truth.
I'm sorry. We're doing double good cop. I'm sorry.
Okay, so right. I guess I did remember the clown now.
Okay. Tell us.
Now that you went bad cop on me, so the clown was
he funny?
Not particularly. He was a killer.
Did he make you a balloon animal?
A beluga. Like a whale.
Like a whale, perhaps?
You know, I wish I was
an eagle.
An eagle?
You wish you were a whale?
I do wish I was a whale.
I could have been something else, too, you know.
Yeah? Like what? A baker?
A baker?
A baker or a baker? Maker.
What?
A banker or a baker?
Both.
A money maker?
I could have been a baker, a banker, a money maker, candlestick maker, three guys in a tub.
Describe the clown!
It did make a balloon animal, but not for me. It was for my son.
Oh, which type of animal? A whale?
It was a whale.
Oh, nice. All right. Wow.
Do you remember anything else about the clown?
Physical features?
Characteristics? Yeah.
He wore a mask, but it
was... Liar!
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. Keep going.
I'm telling you. He wore a mask, but not over his face, and he made out with my son.
What did he say anything before that?
I don't quite remember. It was traumatizing for me.
Liar!
I was there. I would know.
He smacked her. There.
Oh!
I was the one that was called to the scene years ago.
Her boobs jiggle when she slaps.
Sure. Ma'am, I am on duty.
I'm sorry. It came out. She readjusts her apron over her boobs.
We were on the scene that night. Yeah, we were partners back then, too.
Goddamn right.
We're dirty cops.
And lovers.
Tell us the truth.
Otherwise known as partners.
It's fun. It's a double meaning on the word.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's great for you guys.
That's why they call us dirty cops, too. Not because we're, like, paid by the mob, but because we're dating.
Oh.
And I don't shower.
He doesn't shower. Tell us more about the clown. Tell us what you know. Tell us what you know. Tell us.
He made a beluga whale. He made out with my son. He said something, but I don't remember what he said.
And then where'd he go?
Yeah. He went into a large truck, like the back of a truck, and it was cold. I remember it being cold that night. Like, I felt a chill.
How cold?
27
You're
degrees.
Cold, baby.
That's really specific. You could have gave me a range.
All right, just come with us. We're in a fine. Yeah, just come with us. You're under arrest. We're putting you under citizen's arrest.
Are you guys cops?
It's a regular arrest. Cut to back at the RV. There's some police cruisers have the RV surrounded now.
Yeah.
There's the flash of the blue and the red.
Wendy
lights.
And Trent are still going at it.
Guys.
One second. I'm almost done. I'm almost done. What?
The cops are here.
Yeah, cops are here.
Are you Naruto running right now?
I am. Right into her vagina. Her huge gaping vagina.
God. The cops are here.
Uh-huh.
Wendy gets off of Trent. We need to... What's going on?
I think...
Brian, what's going on?
The clown's outside making out with itself. And the cops are here.
Oh my god.
All right, so let's
probably
get out.
Because the RV is in the middle of the road.
Yeah, I think that's why they found us.
Okay, so...
So we should...
Use your knife and cut through.
Cut through what?
The door? I don't know. How sharp is that knife?
It's kind of sharp.
Okay, wait. What about the flare? Can we shoot it?
They already know where we are.
He breaks the window and shoots a flare.
He shoots it right at a cop car, which explodes.
Why don't we just go out the window?
Wait, honestly, let's just go out the window.
Okay.
Just then the three-headed clown breaks in.
What?
It's...
me? I'm here.
Stop! It's my turn!
No, I had a rule!
I'm sorry. I got distracted by our fun times.
I'm Charlie the Clown, by the way.
I'm Marley the Clown, by the way.
I'm Scarly!
Charlie, Marley, and Scarly!
That's what they say.
That's our names.
Alright, I'm gonna kiss one of these fucking kids.
And then I'm gonna eat it.
I'm gonna kiss one of the other kids. We have three heads. We can kiss all of them.
Yeah. I'm eating one of them. Do I have to kiss them?
Yes.
He puts his head into his head.
Ow.
By the time they're done talking, they realize all the kids have left.
Oh, well, look what you did, Scarly.
We could have did this.
I'm sorry.
Skin rule.
I'm sorry. One word at a time. I know.
One word at a time.
Let's go after them.
Okay, let's go after them.
The kids are running down the freeway, away from the burning cop car and the flipped RV and the many cops. The cops are too preoccupied with the burning cop car to notice them running away. And then Charlie, Scarly,
and Marley,
and me
emerge from, they cut open a hole of the top of the RV, even though it's technically the bottom, and they burst out and jump through, and they start, and they leap several meters towards them.
So now they're in chase. They're all chasing. Trent, are you Naruto running right now?
I'm doing a jutsu.
Can you do it against the clown? Because I don't think we can run forever.
Yeah, I don't think we can either. I'm already getting winded.
I've been doing so many jutsus so hard. But I don't think my jutsus are working.
You have to believe in yourself. You got what you wanted. I got what I wanted. We just have to find a plane for
it. You know what? I'll say it. I did not get what I wanted.
What did you want? Oh, yeah, to jump out of a plane. That's right.
I guess I kind of wanted that.
That was more my thing that I suggested for you.
What do you want, Brian? What do you really want?
I want to kill this clown.
Okay. Wait. Let's stop running.
Okay. Take my knife.
Stop. Okay, thank you.
All right, kill the clown.
In one fell swoop, he turns around and stabs the clown in the middle head.
As it's, like, jumping at him, it's
yep.
like... he, like, stabs the top, the inside of the mouth of the middle head.
Yeah, right through the head. And then he takes it out, and he stabs it in the heart and falls over.
Well, you have to eat the heart.
You have to eat the heart?
You've got to eat it heart, or else more heads will pop up.
That's true.
Here, he starts to cut open the chest cavity, and he rips out the heart, and he goes, and he bites it.
Trent, does this remind you of when you ate a person?
He dies.
Do you want a bite of this? Because I can't finish this whole thing.
Okay. You're sharing. Sharing is caring.
Suddenly, a cop car pulls up next to him. There's two cops and Brian's mom. They all get
Wendy.
Out. Freeze, kids.
Freeze.
Brian, what are you doing?
Shut up. They taser the mom.
Her boobs jiggle the entire time.
We're doing double bad cop this time.
Double bad cop.
First kids, Brian's like, I'm just eating a heart of the clown. It tried to kill us. It tried to kill us, I swear.
Oh, the clown.
Wait,
we know
minute.
All about the clown.
You. I'm Wendy right now. You. I recognize your voice, Mr. Cop.
Which cop? Me or the other one?
You.
I don't know which one you're referring to.
Your deep voice. Guys. It's the guy from the death hotline. You've come to kill us.
He shoots Wendy in the
Wendy. Listen, man, you think you can just shoot my friend and tase my mom?
He takes out the police baton stick thing and whacks him in the face.
It's It hasn't even been 7 days yet, man.
Well, according to Hawaii time.
What the fuck?
It's been years.
What? All of a sudden, the clown gets up again and bites the cop in the neck.
What?
And then they both fall over dead. So, left is Trent, Brian, and Brian's mom on the ground,
tased.
And the other cop.
Okay, okay.
Wendy's alive, though. It was a rubber bullet.
Oh, oh thank God.
All right, all right.
Guys,
listen
I'm okay.
Up, listen up. Listen
oh, my God.
All right, guys, we have to cover this up because my partner is wild.
Wait, the clown is alive, though.
No, the clown died again.
Oh, yeah, the clown died.
Don't worry,
oh,
Trent.
I'm sorry. Okay.
It had like one last hurrah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, I know what you're saying.
It's like, you know when like a chicken, you cut off a chicken's head
yeah,
and
yeah,
it still
like
walks
runs
around.
Yeah,
that's what happened.
Gotcha.
That's what happened with the clown.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we have to cover this up, okay? So I'm going to take your statements.
Okay.
Okay.
What happened here?
Well, there was a clown, and then there was a police officer, and then he shot one of the kids, and then the clown came back to life, and me and Wendy, we were having sex, and then we were running. I was an archer running. I was trying to do my jutsus. I'm sorry, I'm jumping all over the place. So maybe I'll start over. We
no,
went to
you
get
don't
milkshakes.
Need to start over. No.
It's fine.
But the milkshake guy said that they were all out of milkshakes.
Trent.
Did he charge you for them?
Yes!
Same thing happened to me.
What?
All right, kids. We're going to get you home, okay?
Oh, thank gosh.
And you're going to go to school tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
And you're never going to speak a word about this.
Wait, police officer.
Yes.
One question for you.
Yes.
What? What is the number two? What does that mean?
Credit.
End of movie. Credit. Roll credits.
Yay!
Oh, that was a weird one.
That was a weird one.
Oh, my goodness. One. All right. Okay.
Okay. Wait. No. I just halfway through. Oh wait. Yeah. I'll have to tell you after.
Okay.
The recording. The recording paused for like 10 seconds, so it might be off. Like an hour in.
That's right. That's fixing it. All right. Should we call the clown number?
That's a problem for editing, Alec. Also, we need to come up with a number or a title.
Oh, a name.
Two.
not two.
There's the clown hotline. The death hotline. I was thinking, like, those are just, like, something about clowns.
Something about clowns. Clown
clowning.
Clowning around.
Clowning around.
Clowning around.
Clowning around.
That's it.
All right, should we call Wrinkles?
Yes, we definitely should call Wrinkles.
Oh, yeah, wait. You have the number? You found it?
Yep, I found it.
By the way, everybody, so Jake, Jesse, and I talked. The whole thing where we would cast people at the end of the movie, we're not going to do that anymore because we don't like it.
Nope.
It's yeah. Okay. All right. Ready?
All right. Here we go.
Call
so we're
Wrinkles.
Gonna do something fun.
We're calling Wrinkles.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not. I'll talk.
He's not gonna hear you.
He's not gonna answer.
Ooh.
I mean, we'll get the voicemail still.
Hopefully. What should we ask for Wrinkles?
I don't know. What should I say to him?
Do you have anybody who want him to stalk?
We should just plug the podcast.
I got
Wrinkles
the clown. I'm not here to take your call. Leave me a message. I'll call you back.
Oh my God.
Hey Wrinkles, if you had three heads, would you kiss them?
Nice.
That's it.
You should have plugged the podcast too or something.
He's not going to listen to the podcast.
I don't want him to listen to the podcast. Are you kidding
me? We made fun of him a lot.
We told him where we lived. I told him where I went to school.
I think Alec cut that out.
Oh, okay.
Jake Burp here.
Jake
which
Burp.
Is...
God damn it.
Just cover it with Jake Burps.
Yeah.
How you holding up in quarantine, guys?
Bro,
I'm holding up.
I mean, I've got a routine going because I still have to work. So.
Yeah, now that I'm done with school, I'm just playing lots of Animal Crossing.
Oh, nice.
Which I did not think...
What are you doing for the summer?
Me?
Yeah.
I have an internship, supposedly still, but if anything changes, I won't have an internship. But for now, I still have an internship, so knock on wood. I keep that. But yeah, I'll find out once if they extend the thing again. What'll happen? Who knows?
So you're actually liking Animal Crossing, Jake?
I thought I would hate the game because I've never played an Animal Crossing game before, and
yeah,
it's not terrible. That's actually cool. It's fun. Nice. It do be fun though.
It's not my kind of thing.
No, I was like, I would never ever play that type of game, and I can't stop playing it.
I would probably play it. Like, I played New Leaf and was cool with it, but yeah. I haven't been interested in getting this one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm playing too much.
We're talking about Animal Crossing.
What are we after talking about? Killer clowns making out.
You asked us how we were doing in quarantine.
I know.
Clowning around. That was a fun clowning one.
Around. I love that.
That was fun. I like
that. That was a good one. I like that one.
Should we do our outro?
Yes.
Yeah, I was about to say, we should probably wrap it up.
All right. So that was Screenplay, the improvised table read. Thank you for listening. If you want to follow us off of the pod, you can follow us on Twitter at ScreenplayPcast, as well as on Instagram at ScreenplayPcast. And we also got Facebook at ScreenplayPcast.
Oh, we do have a Facebook, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. You can email us at screenplaypodcast@gmail.com, or you can follow us individually at Jesse Sarowitz,
at Alec Combs,
at JakeRubin69 on Twitter.
If you like the pod, send us a message. We'll talk to you. Yeah, or just let share us it know. With your friend.
Yeah. Share with a friend, share with an enemy, share it with your mom.
Feed. Share
yeah,
with your mom.
Share it. Yeah. Yeah.
Your and mom in her apron, in her no clothes.
Yeah, her big bosom, yeah.
If your mom is like that, send us her phone number
for and her picture
and her picture
and her address.
Don't send us your address.
All right, thank you for listening.
Real quick, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, remember to rate the show.
Yeah.
Oh,
hey,
that's something
stars.
You can do. Five likes,
please.
Five heads on a clown. All right.
All right. This has been Screenplay. We'll see you next time.
And Lightspeed.
Lightspeed.
A Studio Ghibli film. All right.